We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Your podcast home of the Utah State Aggies. This is another edition of the Aggies All the Way podcast with Scott Girard from Learfield IMG College.
All right, welcome in. It's your Tuesday edition of the Aggies All the Way podcast as we get into... As the regular season, frankly, is pretty much here anyway, you will have some college football games coming up this weekend. And then next weekend, it all kicks off. And remember, our first ever coaches show will take place next Wednesday. So a week from tomorrow, as we tape this on a Tuesday afternoon. And next Wednesday will be our first coaches show. And if you missed the coaches show live on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, we will also post the entire coaches show on the podcast as well. So we got you covered. So every Tuesday, Kevin and I will talk throughout the season. Every Wednesday and Thursday. Normally the coaches shows will be on Thursday, but because of the Friday game, we're going to move the coaches show up to Wednesday next week. So every Wednesday, Thursday, you'll get the coaches show. We'll also throw in kind of a preview podcast on Thursday, Friday. Our good friend Jaden Johnson, who's the play-by-play voice for the women's team, will also be helping out with some podcasts as well on the Olympic sports. So we got you covered, folks. We're ready to get this thing going. And we are just, let's see, Kevin, what are we, 10 days away, 9 days away from kicking off the season?
We are almost there, Scotty. I cannot wait.
So we will be in Winston-Salem before you know it, getting you ready for what should be a fun game against Wake Forest. All right. I know that you spent a lot of time with the team earlier today. I know there's some things you can say, probably some things you can't say, but let's talk a little bit about your overall confidence level of this team at this point, with just 10 days to go before the start of the season.
I had a chance to see them at the family fun day on Saturday. And that was really more of a showcase more than anything else. But today they got a lot of good work in. They're now in the prepping for Wake Forest. They're kind of through the grind now of the fall camp, and they're in the game prep mode, and had a chance to sit in with Coach Mike Sanford and the quarterbacks in their room, had a chance to sit with Coach Anderson and the defensive line and his meetings, and, you know, kind of take a look at some of the schemes and some of the plans that they're putting into place. And I got to say, I think there's an awful lot of confidence amongst this group that they can go to Winston-Salem and get a win. I think they feel very confident about their scheme. I think they feel very confident about what they can do. Of course, Wake Forest a year ago gave up about 34 points a ball game, and I think the offense feels very confident that they can go in and put some points on the board. And it's done on defense. I'm really interested to see how this defense reacts. That front seven could be very, very special this year, Scotty. And with the addition of some new talent in the back end, you know, that secondary is starting to take shape. And so I'm actually really, really excited and confident about what this Aggie football team can do in Winston-Salem next week.
Yeah, really excited as well. And, you know, it's interesting. You don't see, and I guess this is part of the new world we live in with the transfer portal, where some kids can really work hard during summer and get their grades in line to the point where they can graduate. And so you do see some mid-camp transfers in the fall. And the Aggies were the beneficiary of that. They lost Jamarcus Ingram to a situation like that. But they do pick up Taron Adams from Arizona State. And I know that they're, you know, you probably would assume there would be a bit of a transition period, but I think Taron Adams, who was announced today by Utah State that he's now a member of the team, he's immediately eligible. He's been at camp for Arizona State, so it's not like he's been sitting out. He comes in, I would assume, in football shape, and I got to imagine they're going to throw him to the wolves pretty quick.
He looked awfully good in practice today, Scotty. I got to watch him a little bit, and, you know, especially in man coverage, played the boundary corner position, and I'm sorry, the field corner position, and especially in some of those one-on-one matchups in scale, and you know, in the individual matchups as they're going wide receiver against defensive backs, he looked quick, he looked fresh, and you know, I think he'll certainly add to the depth of that back end. DJ Williams out there, Andre Grayson out there, Zahadri Jackson, so they're starting to build some depth that will allow them to play multiple sort of coverages, and you know Gary Anderson's going to want to play man.
Yeah. Yep.
And so if they can get the pressure up front and have the depth on the back end, you know, that's a year ago where they really struggled towards the end of the season with injuries to Shaq Bond and Jamarcus Ingram and to Deontay Fortenberry and others. They just really lost their depth. And this year, with the addition of Adams, I think they've got a chance to be pretty special.
Yeah, that's the thing from last year that I think a lot of people don't realize. If you go back and look at that Boise State game, Coach Patterson was putting that defensive backfield together with duct tape at that point. And it would have been fun to see what Utah State could have done near the tail end of that season with a full complement of defenders in that defensive backfield. But guys are getting healthy. They do appear. And, you know, and look, if you bring in Taron Adams, you can move him at corner and play him a good deal at corner. Then that allows Cam Haney to help out at the safety position. To me, it just makes a lot of sense. And it allows guys to, let's just say it allows Justin Ennett to have a little bit more flexibility with what he calls.
No doubt. I hadn't mentioned Cam, but you're right. You know, you can move him into the nickel package or even DJ Williams for that matter, and you've got lots of flexibility. And you can even, as you mentioned, you know, move some of those guys back into the safety role as well. But you know what's nice about what's happening there as well? Shaq Bond had a really good day with a couple of interceptions on Saturday, and today looks sharp again. And so you've got he and Cash Gilliam, and you've got Troy Leffridge playing those safety spots, and you can interchange a little bit with some of those other guys. Now all of a sudden you've got a good-looking depth chart out there at defensive back. And again, if you can rotate your defensive line and get some pressure and control your gaps up front, that defense, I think, has got a chance to be really, really special this year.
Kevin White, who helps us out on the broadcast, he's your color analyst and has forgotten more about football than you and I will ever know. That's the kind of expertise you bring to the broadcast, and certainly is always a lot of fun to hang out and chat a little bit of football with you. Let's talk about, you've been through these camps, you know what it's like. You've now transitioned from really letting these guys go after it and banging heads to the point where now you know who your team is, you know who your 2-deep probably looks like, and now I got to imagine you're in game prep mode, correct?
They started game prep yesterday, and certainly in the heavy, heavy game prep mode today. I had a chance to sit in the quarterback room in their team meeting this afternoon, and they were looking at game film of Wake Forest from last year, and so heavy into game prep, and you know, even during the workout today and the practice, quick whistles. Nobody hurt. Nobody on the ground, keep everybody up, quick whistle, and get back in and out. And their tempo was lightning fast, Scotty. We thought they were fast last year. and this is even faster. I was amazed at the tempo that this offense is running at. And, you know, when I sit in that quarterback room and listen and watch Jordan Love work the room, he is in complete command of that room and of that offense and everything that's going on around him. He knows what he's going to try to get. As we talked about different alignment, Wake Forest will throw at you. He knew exactly what calls he needed to get in and out of before even Coach Sanford would say it. Jordan would say, I really like such and such a play in that scenario. So he's ready to go, and I think he will really certainly help a young offensive line that it's going to take a little bit of time for that group to gel. Jordan's going to get them in and out of plays that will make them successful, and I think a lot of that may be in that quick tempo, quick shoot, run and shoot sort of inside pass game to the inside slot receivers and to the tight ends. So I'm really anxious to see how Jordan commands that and how that young offensive line will gel at Wake Forest and beyond.
Do you think that as you allow your offensive line to gel a little bit, and I mean, look, this isn't a knock on them. I just think that chemistry is so important with an offensive line, and it takes a while for that group to get together. Like, in fact, I had a chance to chat with Quinn Ficklin earlier today. He was up in the offices, and he and I talked about this offensive line group, and he hasn't watched them a lot, but he just knows, look, 2 years ago when Utah State's playing in Wisconsin, he's part of an offensive line that were taking their first snaps as Aggies together at Wisconsin. And there were some ups and downs, and there were some good days, and there were some bad days throughout the season, but it's all about chemistry. So as that chemistry develops, and we assume that they'll get to where they want to go, but it may be a bit of a learning curve, do you change maybe your passing attack? Maybe not long progressive routes, maybe short stuff underneath a little bit to allow Jordan Love to get rid of the ball quicker and to avoid any protection issues.
Yeah, I think you'll see that early on in the ball game. I think they've got to take a couple of deep shots just to loosen up that defense from Wake Forest. And you've got a couple of burners out there in Savon Scarver and COC Mariner that can take the roof off or the top off and can get deep. And they've certainly got some of that in their repertoire. But I think, you know, where Jordan Love masters this thing is really in that quick passing game that sort of acts as an extension of the run game. And you've got great, great receivers at the spot receiver position with Jordan Nathan and Taylor Compton and Devin Tompkins. Those three guys today, catch after catch after catch, bubble screens, little inside cuts, little out cuts, and just, you know, really precise in how they were executing that inside passing game. Now, they may have been practicing that a little bit more today. Maybe tomorrow they'll do a little bit more in the vertical game. They've got everything at their disposal, and Jordan Love will understand where the hot receiver needs to be. He'll understand where the coverage and the protections are coming from. And he'll get them in and out of plays that will help them be successful. Oh, by the way, they've got a couple of guys in the backfield, and Gerald Bright and now Jaylen Warren, who's had a heck of a camp, that are kind of 1A, 1B, or 1A and 1AA. And those two guys will be very effective running the football. If they can get that offensive line to gel, and you've got Andy Koch out there at right tackle, and you've got Mick Galifua will be at center, you've got Alfred Edwards that'll be at left tackle. The guard positions are really the two kind of positions that are, in my mind, are still sort of up for grabs, with Anelli Avendano and Carter Shaw taking the first team reps today. But, you know, they're trying to build a little bit of depth there, and that group will need to certainly come together as they get into week one next week. And if they can, I expect Utah State to put some points on the board.
Kevin White joining us. That brings up an interesting question, and maybe we'll do more of this coming up on the podcast next week. A little bit of projections. So again, I'm not holding you into this. It's just simply 100% projection on your part. But the receiver who will lead the team in total receptions at the end of the season will be who?
Jordan Nathan.
Wow. I think you're right. Yep.
I think the way that they're using Jordan Nathan on the bubble screens with the RPO, the little dig routes, the shallow crosses on play action to roll, he is going to be involved in all sorts of action in my mind this year. And he also happens to be the leader of that group. And I think he's going to be the guy that will have the most receptions. I don't know if he'll have the most receiving yards, but I think he'll have the most catches.
That might be another interesting follow-up, receiving yards. Maybe Scarver.
I got to tell you, Scotty, I did watch Savon today and on Saturday. and I know he's had a really good camp. He's got a chance, Scotty. You know he's going to be good in the return game. He's an All-American in the return game. I saw him run a handful of deep post routes today and blow them by guys, and utilizing that track speed. And if he can handle some of those tough catches, and Coach Mike Samford has talked a little bit today about, you know, Jordan and the quarterbacks putting the ball on the body of the receiver. Let them make those tough catches and let them get in front of the defenders and then making those strong catches at the receiver position. It used to be back in the day that we were taught, get the ball out in front. Well, today, with the tight coverage that these guys are going to be seeing, it's going to be put the ball on those receivers. And if Savon can make some of those tough catches, he's got a chance then from time to time to really blow the roof off and get deep on some defenders and make some big plays. So I think I'm with you. Savon for the most yards, Jordan Nathan for the most catches.
Great stuff. Kevin White right here on the Aggies All the Way podcast. Kevin, looking forward to it. We'll do it again next week and get really down and dirty with the Wake Forest game coming up a week from Friday. Thank you so much.
Can't wait to break it down and be with you next week, Scotty. Thanks.
You got it. That's Kevin White. Now time to take a look back on some of the conversations after the scrimmage on Saturday. You're going to hear from Shaq Bond. You'll also hear from Jordan Love. But we kick things off right now with the head coach of the Utah State Aggies, Gary Anderson.
That's a good day. It was a good run for the kids, and the young kids got to compete and play some live, and kind of a practice for the older guys. They had their scrimmage yesterday, so it was a good go. We'll take tomorrow off and then get ourselves back on Monday and start preparing for Wake Forest.
What did you see from yesterday's scrimmage that maybe you could share with us that really stood out to you?
Well, it wasn't a ton of reps. What was 100 reps a week ago was more around probably 50 or 60 yesterday. But it was good. There was good fight on both sides. It was highly competitive. I think we were able to solidify some spots that we were a little bit up in the air. The kids knew that was the opportunity for them to step up and make some plays. So, overall, I thought special teams handled it very, very well. We're starting to really fine-tune those now. Instead of more drills, it's more exact teams being broken down and kids fighting for spots to get on the airplane. So, I thought it was a solid scrimmage. And, we'll see. We'll see as we continue to go. And I thought we tackled reasonably well, which is always a concern going into the first game. So we'll get another shot or two at that. And then we'll get on the airplane and go see what we got.
Coach, you had talked about you wanted to have a vocal leader on the defense in spring. Have you feel like you got those vocal leaders now?
Yeah, I think there's a few of those guys are stepping up. I think that Fool and Devon do a nice job. Tipa does an excellent job. He's a captain. He's expected to do that. Woody's always going to lead in his own way. But I think Kevin Metzenheimer now is starting to, have a voice and really understand what his role is on the defense. So there's a few of those kids that have stepped up in a good way.
I didn't see a David Woodward here at all on the sideline. Is that Aggie fans have any reason to be concerned?
No, he'll be good. He'll be good. He'll be fine. Anything else? We good?
What about Troy LaFetch Jr.? He had a pretty good spring. What did you see him out of fall camp?
Troy's doing a great job. We got to solidify the other spot with him at the safety spot, but he's locked down one of those safety spots. He's played extremely hard. He's competed at a high level every day. He's extremely intelligent. He loves Utah State and he loves Cache Valley. And I'm proud of the way he's adjusted. He's going to be a really good player for us.
Just Gary, what are your biggest takeaways from the first couple of full weeks of fall camp?
Well, I think we've got a football team that has really grown together. So from January until now, and they like playing football. They like being around each other. You don't have to get them up for practice. I think they know that we've got their best interest in mind, and we're going to push them. Push them hard at a high level, but they expect nothing different than that. And it's an awesome. I drive down the hill every day, and I just think I'm very lucky to be around this group of kids. And I think they feel the same way about us and this whole football team. So they're going to compete like crazy. They're going to give you all they got. I promise they give us that every single day, and I think this coaching staff does the same.
It was a good day today. Defense did good. It was really just a fun day to come out here. So camp's really over now and really ready for the season start.
Thank you.
Jordan, what are the biggest strides you feel your team has made as an offense so far, the first half of fall camp?
Yeah, I think just everybody on the offense just being on the same page. I think we've made a lot of strides in that. And every day we came out here and got better and better.
So. What do you see out of your receiving core so far?
I see a lot of good things. We still got a lot of strides to make, but we're there and we're ready for the season to start with them. So.
How are you feeling physically? Your knee, everything?
I'm feeling good. I mean, I'm fine. Knee's good and all that, so.
Did that happen in spring or fall, or was that just?
No, this is last season. I tore my meniscus last season during the BYU game. So tore that. I had surgery on it at the end of the season, so it's all healed up now.
You feel 100% though?
Yep. Yeah, I'm 100%.
What are you looking forward to building with this team this year?
Really just building that chemistry. I mean, we've already built it a lot, and just going out there and just having fun on the field. I mean, that's what it's all about. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
This Jordan, this is the biggest crowd I can remember at this event for quite a few years now. Mm-hmm. How exciting is it to kind of feel the anticipation of the fans here?
Yeah, no, it's amazing to see that. I mean, it just shows us what the season's going to be like having all these fans here. So it's really just great to see.
You feel like you got what you wanted out of the scrimmage today?
Yeah, I feel like we could have done better on offense. I mean, I always feel like that coming out of every scrimmage. I feel like we could have done better. But, yeah, definitely some things we could have done better, but I feel good about it.
No, I think the defense played great today. We had a lot of intensity, a lot of people flying to the ball, a lot of people doing their assignments and not trying to, you know, do too much. Everybody played great today.
It just seems like you're getting more and more comfortable out there. You made a couple of athletic interceptions today. How more comfortable are you feeling coming back from your injury?
You know, I had a gruesome injury last year, but that's behind us now. So I just think about every day, just come back, getting ready to work for a new goal, work to, you know, finish the season this year, you know, rehab every day still. But it's going to be a great year. I feel great this year.
How's the knee? Everything healthy?
Yes, sir. It feels great, 100%. I'm back and ready to go.
I remember Nima.
What'd you see on the pick six off of Cooper?
I saw the progression of the eyes, and then once he looked for the check down, that's when I broke down. You know, sometimes you can't drive everything so soon, because then they won't throw it. Then you won't have the opportunity to make that play. So I just used it to my advantage. It was a young quarterback, young rookie mistake, but, you know, he got to learn sometime.
Can you talk about DJ Williams, your backcourt mate, and what he means to the defense and his vocal leadership?
DJ, he a big key to this defense. You know, very vocal, very great leader on the defense. Anytime somebody aligned out of place and he see it, he going to get them right there on the field. Yeah, and still do his job. So DJ is a very great key, very big key for this defense, and he keeps his defense locked in.
I mean, I really think last 4 or 5 years, this is the biggest turnout we've had for this event. How much do you feel the fans' energies, and how much does that energize you personally?
The fans, it's great to see this many fans here. Last year, I just got here. So seeing them fans and just coming into last year, we had a decent amount of fans. But then coming out this year, yeah, I looked in the stands and it was way more than last. So their energy that they brought really helped us out today. It really made us bring a little extra energy today.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.